We are there. There we go. I have turned my mic. You know, you have to retrain me every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
So I need to bring in a checklist for you that says,
I am worn out.
Turn on mic.
I am worn down to a frazzle here. It's Friday, and that's probably why. We are talking right here. You can see it in Facebook. A much more organized, much better looking lady than I deserve here sitting next to. And this is Cheryl from the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. And thank you every day, every Friday, you come in and we talk a little bit about what's going on in the Magic Valley, specifically in Jerome.
Yes.
And today, the focus is on job interviews. I would assume that a lot of people are out there looking for work. And so you have some suggestions for them.
I do. And, you know, first of all, the Magic Valley has got a lot of jobs available. So if you are not in a job right now because your job was furloughed, there is lots of places out there. And you can go to the Chamber website, to the job board. You can go to one of our members, BBSI. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of other places that you can go looking for jobs. But, you know, we're talking about when you get that job interview and you're excited and nervous, regardless of whether it's your first or your 100th, you always got those nerves.
Got a little nerves going on there.
You want to give your best impression to your prospective employer, but they also want to get the best impression for you. So a job interview is really twofold.
Okay.
It's you finding out if you're going to like the job and fit with the company, but it's also them finding to see if you're going to fit with them as well.
Right.
Right. Okay. Because bottom line is technical skills can be taught. It's the personality and the soft skills and stuff that not necessarily is easy to teach.
Right. Okay.
Right. So at the end of every job interview, the job interviewers will ask you, do you have any questions for us?
And you know, usually you're like, oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah, but this is the opportunity to turn the tables. And when you ask them questions, it shows that you're more engaged and more interested. So one of the first questions that you need to ask them is, have I answered all your questions?
You know, that's a good idea. I never thought of that.
Well, because, you know, if you're like me and you get into an interview or something, you kind of get sidetracked.
Right. You're wanting to make sure you got everything there, but then you didn't ask the obvious question.
Yeah. And so it gives them an opportunity to stop and think if there's something you just kind of glazed over, if they want more clarification, or if you did, in fact, answer all the questions.
Yeah. Number two.
Right. The next one is, who do you think would be the ideal candidate for this position, and how do I compare?
Yeah, there you go.
And right off the bat, that's going to, you know, if they're candid and forthright, they'll just tell you, hey, you know, we think, you know, we've enjoyed our time with you, but this really isn't going to work. Or they're going to, you know, say, hey, we really like what you have to present. Right. So it's a good opportunity. Then you turn the tables on them, and you're going to learn about them and why they like the company. So the next question is, how would you describe the company's culture?
Okay, is it staunch and you got to do it this way or?
Well, it.
Or anything, yeah.
It gives you, you know, you can ask them another question that would be like, why have you stayed here? Because most of the people who interview have been with the company for, you know, 5 or more years. And so it gives them an opportunity to answer on what they like about the company. And you get some fantastic stories,
right?
You know, about learning about what working for that company would be like.
Okay.
How do you see the person in this role contributing to the vision?
That's a good question. All right, next.
We got a lot of questions, so I'm going to tell people they have to go to the blog to read them all.
There you go. She is so organized.
I'm gonna do a couple more, but there are 10 on here. Mm-hmm. So another one is, what makes people stay with this company?
Oh, there you go. That one.
You want to find
out.
You want to find out if they have a high turnover rate, and if they do, why?
Why?
Yeah. Right.
And then you're.
Yeah, and then, you know, another obvious one is, can you elaborate what the day-to-day responsibilities of this position would be so that you can really get a sense
kind
on if it's
idea.
Something that you like? Personal story, I was interviewed for a job that I walk in, and the two people interviewing me looked at me and said, you're overqualified. And my first thought was, well, then why did you call me in for an interview?
Yeah.
But in the process of our discussion, they realized that I had a specific skill set that was a part of their strategic plan.
And then they thought maybe this was a better idea.
And so they decided that they better figure out a way to employ me now so that when they were ready for that next step, I was already integrated into the company.
Right.
Because they didn't want to lose the skill set. And so, it was interesting. Yeah, because I just kind of thought, that was interesting. But they were so forthright with me that I knew going into it that I was going to be bored to tears for a minimum of the first 6 months because they figured that they were 6 to 12 months out
before they're going
to
do anything.
Before they were ready to hire somebody with my skill set. And it was an interesting experience to go through that. So definitely ask what the day-to-day responsibilities are. And then the last question that you want to ask them at the end is, what is your timeline? And what are the next steps? So that when you leave, you know when they're planning on making a decision and how they're going to proceed forward. It really is, and always wait to ask about salary or benefits until they offer you a job.
There you go. That's good. Business of the Week.
Business of the Week is Business Plus, and I know some of the other, a lot of people haven't heard of them and who know who they are. They were founded in 1987 when the Twin Falls business leaders took a proactive approach to bringing new companies with well-paying jobs into the Magic Valley. They have brought in a lot of big companies, not only in Twin Falls, but in the entire Magic Valley,
Southern Idaho.
So they're an economic development, and they partner with Southern Idaho Economic Development, and they really do recruiting. So we wanted to do a huge shout out for them for all that they do in attracting new businesses to the area.
All right, one thing we want to talk about: January 28th, get it registered by 25th. What's going on there with Kids in the Kitchen?
Kids in the Kitchen Virtual Cooking Club. This is sponsored, brought on by the University of Idaho, and once again on the chamber website at visitjeromeidaho.com. If you click on events and click on January 28th, you'll see this, and there's a link to the registration. It is a free virtual cooking class for the entire family. The kids can register. Once you register, they'll send you the ingredients, the list of ingredients that you need to go shopping for. But they're encouraging whole families to get involved and watch the virtual cooking class.
Now, is
together.
This from Jerome, or is this just University of Idaho?
The University of Idaho is doing it. I don't know if it's being held here in Jerome.
Okay, but that's cool.
But so just so that you know that the January 28th cooking class, they're going to teach the kids how to make chicken pot pie and a fun salad.
All right.
So, yeah, good stuff.
So, a little past boiling water. Okay, how do we get a hold of you?
208-324-2711.
All right, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.